Abby sat on the steps with her friends from next door. "I wish we could go hiking like Nick," she said as she watched her brother leaving with his camping gear. "That would be fun," said Lucy. Kathleen looked at her sister, "but our parents would never let us," she said, grumbly. Abby jumped to her feet. "Just a minute, I know where we could go hiking," she said. "My uncle and aunt have got a track that goes through some bush on their farm. Nick and I rode our bikes along it last holiday." "Well," said Abby's father, when the girls asked him, "I don't see why not. You would be quite safe there. Why don't you phone Auntie Kath and ask her?" Abby ran inside and her friends followed. "And Auntie Kath said we can come tomorrow." Abby said, "Let's go and ask your parents now." The girl's parents agreed to let them go and helped to make a list of the things they would need. "After the hike, we will be able to have a ride on the flying fox that I was telling you about," said Abby. "You will love it." "Fantastic," said Kathleen. "I will be really exciting," said Lucy. When they arrived at the farm, the girls put on their backpacks. "Take our mobile phone with you," said Auntie Case, "so that you can call us if you need to." They all waved to Abby's father as they walked towards the tree. "Remember to stay on the track," he told him. "I will meet you at the other end." "This is a going to be fun," shouted Lucy, and she started to run. "Hey, slow down," called Kentley. "We have to stay with Abby because she is the one who knows the way." The three girls set off together. It was quiet and cool in the bush, and they looked up at the tall trees as they went along. "I like hiking," said Kentley, "and it's fun being out there by ourselves. It is a little adventure," said Abby. After a while, they stopped to have a drink and a banana each. Lucy dropped her banana skin beside a tree. "Don't do that," said her sister. "You mustn't leave rubbish in the bush." "Fruit is all right," said Abby, "because things like banana skins are food for trees." "Then I'm feeding this tree," said Lucy. "I will feed it too," said Abby. "And so will I," laughed Kentley. "Now come on, or we will never finish our hike." The girls went on along the track. "We must be nearly there," said Abby as they reached a bend. Just then they heard an unsued bird call. Clear musical notes were coming from somewhere in the trees behind them. "Listen to that bird," cried Lucy. "I'm going to find it." And she ran off into the bush. Come back, Lucy, called Abby. The birds will just fly away when it hears you coming. Cantley rushed after Lucy and caught up to her. Abby followed them. Come back, you two, she shouted. Or we will all get lost. Sorry, said Lucy. I just wanted to see what the bird looks like. But now we don't know where the track is, said Cantley closely. I can't see it, said Abby. Come with me. The girls found the track and continued with their hike. After a while, Abby said we should be there by now. She shouted, puzzled. It was taking much longer than she would expected. Suddenly, Lucy stopped and pointed at the ground. Oh no, she growled. Look down here, right beside the track were there three banana skins. The girls stared at each other in dismay. We've been going the wrong way, said Abby. We've walked all the way back to this tree. How did we manage to do that? It must have happened when Lucy ran into the bush to see that bird, said Cattley. Yes, said Abby. And when we find the track again, we got muddled. What can we do? asked Lucy. My legs are tied. We could phone Abby's dad, said Cattley, but we'd never be alone to go hiking by ourselves again. And we would never hear the end of it from Nick, said Abby gloomily. Come on, said Cantley. We can finish the hike. We will eat some chocolate while we are working. The others cheered up. They all had a drink and then nibbled their chocolate as they walked back the way they had come. The track seemed to be endless, and just when they were thinking that they couldn't take another step, they saw shining breaking through the trees. We are there, cried Abby. The girls forgot about their ancient legs and ran to where Abby's dad was waiting for them. You've been rider a long time, he said. I was beginning to think you were lost. The girls groaning at each other. We weren't really lost, said Abby. We just had a little adventure.